I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Box Set Pod, a Game of Thrones special. I love it when a plan comes together. It does seem like the plans are starting to come together now in Game of Thrones. Apologies, last week we missed an episode. That's because Jamie selfishly went on holiday to a place that has even less Wi-Fi than where it normally is.
Went to Cornwall, and there was not only was there no Wi-Fi, but there was no actual 3G mobile connection whatsoever anywhere near us. It was unbelievable. I mean, I was so angry. I mean, it was pretty horrible. Holiday, and truth be told, but that was the cream on the cake.
Was it a horrible holiday?
George was ill. He had the shitaronis for the entire week, and the weather was heinous. There was better. I think there was on the news. It was saying there was better weather in like the Highlands of Scotland, the Shetland Islands, than there was in Cornwall this year in our week that we were there. So. Yeah.
Good. Well, that makes it a bit better. Makes this even better as well. The latest episode of Game of Thrones, I've still got 20 minutes of it to bloody watch.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What did you get up to?
Got up to Arya arrived at the castle.
So you've not seen any of the dragon bit?
I've seen them in the cave looking at the hieroglyphics. That's where it ended for me.
Oh my God, you've got loads. You've got like an amazingly, the best part of the series so far.
God damn it. Well, let's say this. that all of it for me, these last couple of episodes have been much better. So last week we had a lot of sitting, standing around talking.
Still a bit more exposition than I'd like in the gravy.
I mean, last week you had Jaime Lannister stormed that woman's land.
Yeah, and she laid down a smackdown on his child.
Yeah.
Made him aware of exactly what she thought of it, of the son, and what she'd done to him. Poison!
Yeah, and I thought that was a bit... In a way, there was some budget saving there, because it was like a battle without a battle. It was just loads of talking, and then, look, the battle's over.
I kind of
didn't mind, because it felt like an episode that was moving forward. My previous issues were laid at the side. And I didn't feel like there was as much sort of obvious TV, modern TV writing. And then where I'm up to in this last episode, again, it feels like the A-team's getting together, you know?
Definitely. There's a weird, like, first of all, this has been the best episode so far, but episode 3 was definitely ratcheted up the tension, which is good, but exposition-wise, done with that now. We need the plot to drive forward, and it is doing that. That budget that you're talking about that they saved in episode 3, they spent in the last 20 minutes of episode 4, Howell. You won't believe the carnage that befalls. How much do you want me to give away to you? Nothing? Zero?
You can say what you want. I'd rather didn't, but...
So, first of all, we'll just talk about the bits. So you saw the Stark reunion, yeah?
Stark reunion, back together. Yeah. I noticed for the first time that Sansa calls her sister Arya, right?
Arya, yeah, that's very true. And we call her Arya, don't we?
Now,
yeah.
I wonder, though, whether that's because... I'm not sure if the actress has a slightly soft R. So she's saying Arya. Arya.
Maybe. I noticed that she had a soft R going
down. Otherwise, why would you leave in Sansa saying Arya? Why wouldn't you go, can you do that again? Get a name right.
I mean, I guess that they've not had to deal with it for a while because they've not been in the same scene for a few years. But
How do you spell? I mean, officially,
it's Arya. It's Arya. You could get away with saying Arya.
Yeah.
But I've always thought it was Arya, and I'm sure other people called it Arya.
Yeah.
But anyway, the girl has no name. That's the, you know, right? Anyway, great reunion. So what I was thinking was that scene. You got Bran, and you got Sansa. And Sansa's just sitting there going, "What the hell has happened to my brother and sister? I mean, I had a bad time, but one guy thinks he's the three-eyed raven, and the other one some kind of has got some kill Serial list that she's killer. Working through. Yeah, basically. And this is what I think is happening with Sansa. I think this is going to drive her towards Greenfingers, Littlefingers even, and make his poisonous words tick away in her head to the point where she's going to betray the rest of the Stark family and Jon Snow and take over this battle, take over as the Lord, the proper Lord and Queen of Winterfell.
Who?
I think she's Sansa.
Do you?
I think all
she's
of this
the
is
one
going
calling
to
him out. She's the one that's going, yeah. Hey, he didn't give you that for nothing.
No, but I think that like seeing, I think all of this is all seeing her family going all weird. It's going to make her more mistrustful of them, push her away from that sort of feeling of unity with Jon Snow, maybe even.
Interesting.
And possibly. And I think Littlefinger, although Bran called him out on his bull with his chaos is a ladder line, that was brilliant. It was like Littlefinger's BS just did not work with the three-eyed raven. I do think this will lead to Sansa betraying Jon. I think this is all about her losing her faith in her family. I think it is. That's what I see, anyway.
Wow.
Do you not see that? What do you see?
No, I see a girl who's seeing her experiences compared to them, like you said. So potentially, she's going, oh, mine were similar problems to what everyone else has had. Maybe that'll water me down and I'll be a bit more reasonable.
Oh, so you're going the other way. You're flipping the coin the other side. See, I still think Littlefinger, he's just doing a lot of standing around staring at people.
Oh, I think it's getting to someone.
I know. He's getting really annoyed. I think he's got to somehow, his words have got to somehow twist their way into Sansa's mind and poison her thoughts more. I think that that's possibly where that's going to go. I mean, it might not. It might be that he gets, you know, kicked out on his arse, but
How will he die?
Well, Littlefinger, I think he will die at the hands of Sansa.
It's got to be either dying at the hands of Sansa, or he sacrifices himself for Sansa.
Yeah.
Because that would be the ultimate thing that he's never done, is put anybody other than himself first. So But I'm guessing, though, that he will have a horrible Joffrey-style death so that we can all celebrate. I think that's probably what's going on.
Another plot line, so Jon and Daenerys, Jon Snow and Daenerys met. There's a feel with this plot line, you know, is there a bit of incesty sexual tension going down? Are we getting that between the auntie and the nephew there?
Auntie who?
Because she's his auntie, yeah.
Who? What? Oh my God!
How did you watch the end of season 6? Yeah,
I've watched everything. But,
right, you were aware that Jon Snow is also half Targaryen.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've told you. I when it comes to names, hopeless. Right. What? So right. Daenerys is his auntie.
His auntie, yeah, because her brother slept with the Stark Ned Stark's sister and gave birth to Jon. Jon was the bastard child of the Targaryen and the Stark woman. And because he would have been killed if it had been known that he was a Targaryen, Ned Stark made it seem like he had had this child and he was his bastard.
I'll say this. I don't care if it's incest. I am dying for them two to get it on.
Oh, no. How will they can't? That's his auntie.
Yeah, nah, it don't matter.
Because there is sexual tension there, isn't there?
Obviously,
they don't. You know.
Well, my prediction is them as king and queen at the end.
Yeah, but they can't be together, Howell, because that's his auntie. Think of one of your aunties right now.
Yeah, but she's like same age as him, and like, you know, it was just a brother and sister.
Yeah, you are not justifying incest, Howell. You can't do it.
I'm saying there's different levels of incest, right?
No, there isn't.
It's not like he's having it off with his sister. It's like she's the same age. They were all back then. They were all at it anyway. Forget it.
That's
my prediction, and that's all we've got time for this week.
Oh,
so let us know what you think. Will they get it on, number one? Number two, should they get it on?
No to both.
I think yes to both. Studio at thevoxsetpod.com. We'll see you next week for another Game of Thrones catch-up. And in just a couple of days, we will be talking about the controversial girl boss and deciding whether or not you should invest your time in that. Join us for that.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The Voxhead Pod.